Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, March the 9th, 2021. The day of the big contest. Now, I do want to give anybody the chance to talk about anything really quick before we get into the contest here with the cookies. 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about the Judge Warner trial, or you want to talk about what happened on Cummins Avenue last night, the sad, sad news that an 80-year-old woman was killed and her 78-year-old husband was stabbed, and apparently, according to the investigators, it seems at this point alleged that the stab wounds to the husband were self-inflicted. He's at Grant Medical Center. That's what we have at this time. I don't think that has changed. And that's the way it is. It's also the one-year anniversary of the first diagnosed COVID case in Ohio. It's been a year. How about that? 740-383-9944. Okay, I'm going to explain this contest one more time, and then we're going to get into it here. And this is always a disaster, so get ready for this. Because anytime I try to make a call on the air, it's just absolute disaster. But we're going to try it, because we are gluttons for punishment here on this program. What happened? Last week, was it? Angie over at Chasing Perfection called up on the air and gave us a dozen cookies to give away. So we tried to figure out how to do this. So what we ended up doing was, all morning yesterday, we did cereal and cookie trivia. And if you answered a question right, we took down your name, we took down your phone number, and you were able to get in the contest. So here's what's going to happen now. This is part two of the contest. This is where we get our winner. What will happen is, I will call you right now, because I have your name and phone number right here. You gave it to me yesterday. I will call you, and I am going to ask you a trivia question when I call. If you get it right, you will win the cookies. If you get it wrong, we will move on to the next person. Now remember, I have a clock right in front of me. You will have exactly 10 seconds from the time I stop asking the question to give the answer. Now, also make sure your telephone's on, because if we get a busy signal or we go to voicemail or anything like that, I'm moving on to the next person, so don't call us back. That'll be a missed opportunity. So that's how this is going to work. Won't this be fascinating? All right, and we have some questions here. So, and also remember, if you entered more than once yesterday, your name could come up twice. So if you don't get the question right the first time, you're still in here for another chance. So, 17 minutes past the hour, let's see what we got going here. Cookies to Chasing Perfection. All right, let's turn over the first card here. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we now have our first call to make. Now, let's see if we can get the phones working here. Now, this is always a project as well. Okay. The phone line. Oh, there we go. We're doing well so far. Don't you love hearing somebody dial on the air? Isn't that just the greatest sound in the world? Here we go. Our first contestant. Is your phone ringing where you are right now?
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Good. Just listening live.
Hey, listening live. Now, did you ever think you'd be the first caller?
I'm never the first at anything.
So. You came right off the top this morning. Now, you're in here twice. Wasn't it twice yesterday?
Yes.
Well, see, there you go. A lot of people entered more than you did, but yet you are the first person we call this morning. So are you ready, David?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Now remember, 10 seconds after I ask this question to give me an answer. Now, as soon as I finish the question, the 10 seconds will start. Now, since we were dealing with cookies yesterday, this is where we're going to start. What is the slogan for Chips Ahoy cookies?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, David.
Chips Ahoy.
Throw me a guess.
I think it has something to do with ships and pirates and sailing or something, but I do not know.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess, David. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm going to give it to you because, as I said, we're not going to ask these questions again. But it's crazy with chips. Did you know that? Have you ever bought the Chips Ahoy?
No, they're not really that good, to be honest, for chocolate chip cookies.
Well, you're in here again, David. So don't go far from the phone because you could be the next name I turn up here for all I know.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, David.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right. Well, see, there you go. Our first name was not our winner this morning. So now we will move on. And again, we will not ask that question again. It was, what is the slogan for Chips Ahoy cookies? It's crazy with chips. That is the slogan. All right. Let's see. Where can we go from here? What can be our next question? See, I don't know if we asked that one yesterday or not. So we'll go with this one. Okay, this is a good one. I like this one. All right, let's turn over another one here and see who our next... I'm going to shuffle them again here. Make sure who our next contestant is going to be on the big... Chasing Perfection cookie giveaway. Your phone could just be about to ring. Alrighty here. Okay, here we go. Next contestant on the game this morning. Oh boy, are the phones... Okay, there's the phones. Here we go. And it's ringing. Is your phone ringing at home right now?
Hello.
Lee, how are you?
Oh, not bad.
Hey, it's a Scott Spears, WWGH. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. Listening to you on the radio.
Oh, you're listening. Now, did you feel bad for David there who just didn't come out with the right answer?
Not really. I'm going to feel bad if I can't get the right answer.
That's right, because you wanted to be called next. You wanted to be in on this.
Yeah.
Now how many... You got a few entries in yesterday.
I think I got six.
Six entries. Well, see, if you don't feel bad if you don't get this right, because you could be the next name in the pile for all I know.
Well, let's just hope we get it right the first time.
Let's hope we get it right. All right, here we go. In the vein of cookies. Now, remember, 10 seconds as soon as I finish the question. What is the slogan for the Little Debbie Company? The slogan for the Little Debbie Company. All right, getting close to 10 seconds. Any guess?
Nope.
Ooh. You know, isn't it fun? Now, you've probably eaten Little Debbie's in your life, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Too many.
Isn't it funny how we don't pay attention to these slogans? Everybody used to know the slogans.
It'll probably hit me as soon as you say it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, because we won't use this question again. It's unwrap a smile. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, unwrap a smile is the slogan for the Little Debbie Company. Well, I tell you, Lee, stay with us here because you could be next as this thing goes on.
Well, the next guy, he's probably pretty happy that I missed it.
Well, you could be the next guy, so stay right there, Lee.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks. All right, well, that's two. You know, these slogans are very, very difficult, obviously. Lee and David have both had trouble with this, but we appreciate them for playing this morning. Okay. Let's see where we're going to go from here. I don't think our next question is... Well, let's get a name first. Because I'm going to shuffle again. It's always good to shuffle in between these moments. Again, a dozen cookies to chasing perfection. All right, here we go. Oh, this is good. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. Is your phone about to ring wherever you are? Let's see. Here we go. Call number 3 this morning.
Morning, Scott.
Mary, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Now, have you been listening this morning?
I've been listening, and I haven't known the answer to either one of those questions. So give me a good one.
So are your nerves shot at this point after what we've been through already this morning?
Yes.
I know. It's one of those
The cookies would help.
Well, you know what this reminds me of? Years ago, when I started doing Quickie Quiz at MRN, most people did not have cell phones. So it really, you really had to know the answer, and that's what this feels like again this morning.
Okay.
People couldn't Google in those days.
No, they couldn't.
All right, here we go. Remember, 10 seconds from the time I finish the question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
What is the slogan for the Keebler company? The slogan?
Keebler. That's the elves.
All right. 3 seconds left?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought we would get the Keebler one.
No, I know it's elves, something. It has the elves in it, but I don't know.
It's interesting. I have heard this. But, you know, they have those elf commercials all the time.
Right.
The slogan for the Keebler company is uncommonly good.
Okay.
Uncommonly good. Now, did you know that?
No.
No.
I would have said it.
I know. Well, you're in here a few times, so don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Because apparently we're having trouble this morning, so it's easy. We could get back to you.
The cereal was much easier than the cookies.
Well, you know what I'm trying to figure out here is I did a certain thing last night with these questions that I wanted to call out with, but apparently I'm rethinking this whole thing right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes.
Okie doke.
Thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Scott.
All right. Okay. Mary had, let's see here. Mary had issues there with that. But, you know, I'm looking at these. Uncommonly good. Uncommonly good. All right. That's the Keebler slogan. You know, let's see here. I'm going to pull another question from another area at this particular point. Okay. Here we go. This is a good question. Are you going to be the lucky person who gets called as we reshuffle these cards again? Our fourth call out this morning. A dozen cookies to chasing perfection. Out here again. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's make the call. See if your phone rings. Here we go. Here we are. Let's see what we find. Oh, maybe this is our first not home person.
Hello?
Trish!
Yes.
It's Scott over at WWGH. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, I'm good. Have you been listening this morning?
Yeah, on pins and needles.
Oh, I tell you. Now, so far, realizing you're number 4, how do you feel about this?
Nervous.
Well, you know, just relax. You know, that's the best idea here when you're taking a quiz. Just relax. You'll have 10 seconds to get this right. But I know you're in here more than once, so don't be too nervous because you'll have a chance again. Remember, 10 seconds from the time I finish the question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now, this is the first one this morning that does not have to do with slogans.
Okay.
So here is the question as we have it. Which American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? The question left over from yesterday that nobody got.
Is it Intamin?
Oh, it's not Entenmann.
Oh.
Oh, it's a good guess, though. You know, that's... I'm going to give the answer now. You know, nobody got that yesterday. That's the only one we didn't get. It's an American company. Do you have another guess? I mean, it won't count, but do you have another guess real quick?
Is there one that's Milano, or is that just one of the cookies that make?
No, well, you know what it is? It's Pepperidge Farms.
Oh, Pepperidge Farms, jeez.
Pepperidge Farms.
And I stuffing mixed, too.
Yeah, and I was so shocked yesterday that that was the holdout question that we never could get the answer for. So now people know it was Pepperidge Farms.
Okay.
Well, stay close, though, Trish, because I know you're in here again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, fourth caller, still no winner. Pepperidge Farms. That was the question. You remember this question yesterday? We asked it about 50 times. What American-based company is the home to such products as the American Cookie Collection and the distinctive line of European-style cookies? It was Pepperidge Farms. So we will cross that one off now. That question is finally gone. All right. Well, now we got to pull another question out here. Let's see. What do we got? Okay. This will be an interesting question. Trying to think of how to ask this question because you only have 10 seconds to answer it. And I think somebody could get this right, but you got to ask the question correctly. Okay. Let's shuffle the cards again real quick. It could be somebody we've already called. Wouldn't it be fun to have our first repeat caller here in a moment? Let's see what's coming down the pike. All right. Okay, they're all shuffled again. Here we go. All right. Our next call here live on the air. Let's see what we got. Yes, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
Now, have you been listening this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you ready? Because you're fifth in line here to win the cookies.
I'm going to try.
You're going to try. Okay. Here we go. Now, remember, 10 seconds from the time I finish asking this question, you will have to answer. Here is the question. What is the slogan for the Fig Newton Company? Slogan?
Fig Newton, I got to think of it.
Oh, Bob, we just hit 10 seconds. No guess?
No guess.
Okay. Well, the Fig Newton Company slogan is made with real fruit.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of it.
All right. Well, I know you're in there again, Bob, so stay with us.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. Yes, the slogan for the Fig Newton Company is made with real fruit. So there we go. All right. Bob had a shot in the barrel here, and we're still moving along. Let's shuffle these again. Who's coming up next? You know, I bet David, who was our first caller, feels better now because he's in here again. He could be getting a call here this morning again and might have the right answer this time. Okay. Let's see who's next on our calling palooza today. All righty. Here we go. Here's another call. Let's make the call. Remember, we had double entries yesterday. And we're pulling the top card off each time. Here we go. Is your phone ringing at home?
Oh.
Lee, you're in the gun again. Are
second
you ready?
Second time's a charm, huh?
Second time's a charm here this morning. All right, let's see what we got. Okay, now this question actually does not have to do with slogans, so you might have a chance here. Okay, here's what it is. 10 seconds after I... Have you known any of the questions that we have asked anybody else this morning?
No.
They've been tough questions, haven't they?
Yeah, you're tough.
I know. I'm tough this morning.
It was all by Angie. It helped you out.
And she did. She wrote them all.
Yeah.
We'll blame it off on her.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the question. The question is, 10 seconds at the end of the question here. Famous Amos Cookie Company was started by Wally Amos. What are two things that are unique to Wally Amos?
Cookies and crackers.
Cookies would have been one. Not crackers, though. He plays the kazoo. He has the funny-looking hat. We would have taken that. He has the kind of the funny-looking shirt. He wears watermelons. But, you know, you were halfway there. So you know, you're getting better here, Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. You're still in the barrel, so stay
tuned.
Third
time's a charm now.
Third time's a charm. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Lee is out there, and he is trying, but... we're not making much headway here. Where are we? 35 minutes past the hour. All right. Now, you know, I'm going to run out of questions is what's going to happen here. I didn't think we would get this deep in the contest. All right, let's go to our next caller. We'll pull this right off the top here this morning and see what we get. Okay. All right. Shuffling around. Pull a person off. Here we go. Another person to call. Okay. Now, let's make sure we've got the question ready. And we will make the proper call. Whoop, if we can dial a phone. Here we go. Is your phone about to ring at home? Kind of like going to the guillotine this morning with the way we've been handling this.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Jody. How you doing?
Good.
Now,
ready.
Have you been listening?
I have.
Okay. Now, this has to make you nervous at this particular point.
It does. These are hard.
Now, have you known the answers to any of the questions we've asked anybody else?
Not one.
No, oh, boy, this is... You know, I feel we might be here for a couple days.
Oh, boy.
If we keep this up. All right. Okay. Here's the question. 10 seconds at the end of the question.
Okay.
All right. What is the slogan for Mrs. Fields? The slogan for Mrs. Fields. Five...
Your lifeline, right? Not a clue.
Now, do you eat Mrs. Fields?
I don't think so.
Do we even sell
Mrs. Fields? I'm familiar with the brand, but no.
You know, I've been down the cookie aisle, and I don't remember seeing a whole lot of Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, here's what Mrs. Fields' slogan is. Good enough never is.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard that?
Never.
No. You know, what happened?
Actually, the other slogans I've never heard of either, and I'm really familiar with the brands, like everyone, but I guess we don't pay that close attention to them.
Well, do you think it's because we're not paying attention to commercials anymore?
Probably.
Because
people have Netflix and Hulu, and they're not so burdened by all the constant commercials and advertising. Maybe that's a part of it. Who knows?
You know, I tell you, because I know you're in here again. Now the next question is a strange question, but I have the feeling it's more something somebody would do. But we'll see. It might be you. I don't know yet. I'll have to shuffle. You may be getting a call back momentarily.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. The next question is an interesting one. Because it's, you'll just find out here in a minute. It's something you have to do more than, you would have to know it to do it. So, here we go. A dozen cookies to chasing perfection. I think this is a question that we've asked in the past, so it should not be Completely out of the blue. All right. Here we go. Who's next on our cavalcade of stars? All righty. Here we go. Let's see what we got. All right. Get our phones working here. Da, da, da. Just another day. Hey, Bob, you're back for round two.
Yeah,
here we go. Okay, get ready. 10 seconds. What is the slogan for the Toll House Company?
The Toll House Cookies.
Toll House Cookies.
You got me again.
Oh, no, Bob. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Throw me a guess.
They taste good.
No, they do taste good. No, the Toll House, Ideas Made Easy. Ideas Made Easy. Thanks, Bob. All right, well, Bob was in the barrel again there, but did not take the prize. 12 cookies to chasing perfection. Well, we got 20 minutes left. Something will have to happen here. Okay, well, you know, I wanted to ask that question because I had that next on the list. So the next question will be something you have to do. Okay. Well, maybe some... I tell you, we're going to run out of cards. We had 37 entries yesterday. 38. 38 entries. So we've only been through a few here. Let's see who's next in the... Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Open up the WWGH phone lines here. Okay. See what we got. Uh-oh.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 1 or 0.
Well, okay, now wait a second. That was my fault, if I have to dial a 1 or a 0 here. Okay, let's try this again. See, people listen in great distance to this show. All right, here we go. Maybe the person's not there this morning. Oh no, is this going to be our first? We can't get a hold of the person? Oh no. The dreaded, we can't get a hold of them. We're going to cut it quick if it goes to their voicemail. Ooh, a lot of rings here. Apparently, this phone has no voicemail. I've never heard such ringing. Isn't there a setting on your phone? How many times it can ring? Okay, you know what? I don't think anybody's... Maybe they're on the other line. Would that happen if you were on the other line? Okay, I'm going to try this one more time just to make sure I'm not misdialing. Okay, let's try this. Boy, we're killing time now. I'm pretty sure I dialed the right number that time. Yep. Oh, that person's gone. Well, Ryan, that was you. And I don't know if you were on the other line or don't have a voicemail set up, but we tried it with a 1. We tried it without a 1. But Ryan, that was you, but now we have to move on. So I don't know if you're on the line with somebody else, or maybe you've just heard the litany of questions we've had this morning and decided there's no way that you want to get in on this conversation. But I think Ryan is actually in here again, so it could happen. All right. Let's go to the next answer. Because this is the one where we're going to ask somebody to do something rather than... Well, again, you've got to know it to do it, so it's tough. Okay. Well, here we go again. Let's see what we got. Okay. Let's open up the phones again. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Lee, we're back for pitch number three here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, this has nothing to do with slogans, so this could be something you know. Now, it's something you have to do rather than... Well, you have to know it to do it, but here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If it takes you longer than 10 seconds to do it, that's okay. Here's what it is. Can you say the Oscar Mayer commercial, the famous Oscar Mayer commercial?
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Can you give us the whole thing?
That's all I can give you.
Ooh. Well, don't worry, because I know you're in here again, and, well, I'll tell you what, it's the baloney one. Do you know the baloney one?
B-O-L-O-G-N-A?
They do say that at the end, but do you know any of the rest of it?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I tell you, Lee, it was close there. So keep sitting there, because the way this is going, we could be here all day.
Well, I'm running out of chances. I had six and now I'm down to three.
You got three, but that's only 50%. And we're going to get a winner here this morning, no matter how hard we try.
Okay.
So stay there, Lee. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. That was an interesting one. Lee was not able to obtain the answer there. But that's the way the showbiz goes here. All right. Next question. Do a little shuffling here. We're now at 46 minutes. Yeah, 46. Holy mackerel. This is getting a little different here this morning. Well, now see, I got to check something here. Okay, let's try this. Okay, this might be a colossal error on my part or the person's part, so we're going to find out here. Here we go. Is your phone ringing? Here we are.
Hello.
Ryan.
Yeah.
It's Scott over at the radio station. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, it never rang last time when you said my name.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened here. Now I realize what has happened. For some reason, I wrote down 362.
Oh, yep, 262.
Yeah, so I think... Now, was that my fault or your fault?
Well, I wouldn't have said 362, but...
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Maybe I was so excited I did.
Are you excited now after hearing what's happened for the last 45 minutes?
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous because I don't think I've known any of them.
Well, don't worry. Nobody else has either, so it's okay. Well, now, you know what? I'm going to take the one where we didn't get you on the line, and I've corrected the phone number now, so I'm going to put that back in the drawing, because heavens knows this morning there's a chance we might be calling you back.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 10 seconds from the time I stop asking the question. Okay.
Right.
Did you know the baloney song?
I know it, but I couldn't. No, not under the pressure. I couldn't do it the right way.
It's extreme pressure this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
These chasing perfection cookies have just put people on edge. I had no idea. Okay, here we go. Let's pull out a good one here. We got a few left here. Yeah, I'm going to run out of questions. That's going to be the real problem. Okay, here is one for you. Now, this is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Okay, what is the slogan for vanilla wafers?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Any, just a guess out of the blue?
Nope, not even a guess.
Now, see, and we see them in the aisle every day, do we not?
Yes, we do. And yep. I just can't think of it. I was hoping you were going to ask me Oreo cookies. That's the only one I knew.
Well, you know what? It's not the answer, but just so somebody gets something right this morning, what is the what's the slogan for Oreo cookies?
Milk's favorite cookie.
That is right. You are right. Now, I think if I had asked one. That. Wouldn't that have been interesting?
That's what I was hoping. The odds weren't very good, but...
Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, Ryan. It's actually on my sheet.
Oh,
yes,
man.
I won't ask it now because you do know that you've given us the answer, but that was a question that I probably would have asked, especially since the way things are going.
Okay, well, I get thrown back in there one more time, right? Because I only had two.
You are in there again. Now, I just want to let you know, when you're walking down the grocery store and you see those vanilla wafers, it is Simple Goodness.
Simple Goodness. I wouldn't never got that.
So now you know Oreos and vanilla wafers.
Not too many people in Marion know anything about cookies.
You know, that's sad because, you know, Marion seems like a big cookie town when I'm at the grocery store.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
I guess the slogans just don't, just don't retain them.
We're going to have to check it out. Good talking with you, Ryan. Stay tuned.
All right.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right. And I think I had an error the first time I called Ryan. So that's on me. That's not on Ryan. And we're down to 10 minutes. Oh, this is getting bad. Okay. 10 minutes. We got to get a winner here. What is something we can ask that somebody would know? Okay, let's get moving. We're going to have to move a little faster now. We're down to 9 minutes. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle here. Alrighty, shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Let's get a name here. Where is our next name? You know, Well, if I could not drop these on the floor. Okay, here we go. Let's try this. Here we go. I'm dialing fast now. Here we go. Let's see if the person answers. 8 minutes left to go.
Yeah?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay.
It's the cookie. Have you been listening this morning?
I actually have not. I've been working.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. So, here, we've been doing this for 45 minutes and nobody has gotten the questions right. So,
oh, no.
So you have a chance here to win a dozen cookies from Chasing Perfection if you can get the question right, but you only have 10 seconds after I ask the question to get it right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Pressure's on. Okay, here we go. Let me get a question out here. You know, we've been doing a lot of slogans, and that has not gone over very well.
Hmm.
Obviously, we do not have a winner yet. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Okay, this is going to be big. Famous Amos was founded by Wally Amos. What famous TV show did he appear as Famous Amos? 5 seconds.
Okay, it was an older show, right?
Well, you got 3 seconds here.
Oh, okay.
And?
Or not Simpsons.
Are you trying to Google this?
No! I'm at work.
Well, you're past. It was an old TV show that Famous Amos was on.
Okay.
No guess. We're on a 10-second time limit. We hit the 10, I think.
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, Gilligan's Island. Now, what would Famous Amos be doing on Gilligan's Island?
I have no idea. They had people on there before.
Do you know what the answer was?
What?
Taxi.
Taxi?
Do you remember Taxi?
Yeah.
With Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Yep. He was on there. He helped Latka bake cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. A dozen cookies out the window.
So, how many more people have to answer?
Well, I don't know. We got 7 minutes. Nobody's gotten it right yet, so we're going to keep trying.
I'll say, what are you going to do if nobody gets it?
We're going to make the questions easier is what we're going to do, because I did not know we were so hard this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to go back and call people again?
Well, we've got 38 entries. We haven't went that far in.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for playing.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. It was Taxi. Famous Amos was on Taxi. All right. Okay. Let's see here. We got to get a winner here. We're going deep. What are we going to do? We got to get... Somebody's got to win. All right. Okay, here we go. Next contestant on the show. Okay, here we go. Is your phone about to ring? Won't this be exciting? Randomly drawn people here on this random morning. We're having trouble. Is the phone ringing?
Hello, Scott.
How are you doing?
I'm here at work.
Well, have you been paying attention to this litany of a mess we've had this morning?
Yes.
Yes. Now, you knew the baloney song.
I do know the baloney song, yeah.
You do? Well, give it to us.
The baloney song?
Yeah, give me the baloney song.
The question?
No, it's not the question.
You're not going to get me to sing on air. Okay.
No, we need, the people need to know the baloney song.
Well, there's like a couple lines I'm not sure about, but it's, my baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-E-Y-E-R. Something like, something I eat it every day, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-L-L-O-D-N-A.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I should win cookies. Or donut.
See, I told you I'd get you to sing on this show. two days in a row. Okay, here's your big question. Now, here's your question. Are you ready? Are you prepared?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm getting ready for work.
You know, haven't you had us on like, the Alexa?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But, like, I have to get ready for work. I got big plans today.
Oh, I didn't realize this. What are the big plans?
I'm working.
Oh, that's okay. Well, here comes it. It probably won't take long to get it right. You know, we've had a lot of that this morning. Or get it wrong, I should say.
I know. I'm not going to know this. I've barely known any of them.
Did you know Taxi?
No.
Okay. Well, that would have been back in your era.
I never watched Taxi. Don't kill me.
Okay, here we go. You didn't watch Taxi?
Nope.
Oh, it was a good show. Okay. This is... Here we go. Are you ready? Bet down the hatches. 10 seconds.
Okay.
What was the first mass-produced cookie in the United States?
I don't know. First mass-produced cookie. I don't know.
3 seconds. Give me... Just guess one.
Oreo.
Oh, Oreo. That would have been... It's a good guess. It's not a bad guess because I don't know what year Oreo started, but it wasn't long after. It was animal crackers.
That's not a cookie.
Well, I think it is.
No, it's cracker.
Well, animal, I think they call them crackers, but they're definitely sugar, so they're a cookie.
I don't know if that's a cookie.
1902, they produced animal crackers.
Interesting.
Okay.
Well, you better call somebody else.
I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Can you believe it? All right. Gee whiz. We're in big trouble here. We've only got about 3 minutes left in the program. I hope our next person knows what's going on here. Okay. Gosh, what is a question that has to do with anything? Okay, I know. I got the question. Alrighty. I definitely know where we're going here. I have got the correct question, and I think it's something somebody will know the answer to. I hope. All right. Here we go. I hope. Oh, gee whiz. Dialed the wrong number. Okay, here we go. Next call.
Whoa.
Lee, we're back again.
Another try.
Now here, we're running out of time, so I've come up with a local question. This is a local question. It has nothing to do with cookies. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Charlie Evers worked for this radio station for quite a while. He worked for four radio stations while he was here in Marion. Name three of them.
Your radio station.
That's right.
WMRN.
That's two.
And WDIF.
You got it, Lee. That's it.
Wow.
Those are the three. Now, what are the call letters of this station, just for the record?
WWGH.
You got it. Those are the three. Lee, you are the winner today. And I will. And the other radio station he worked for, by the way, was WDCM. Those were the four.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Well, you got the three. He worked at MRN until 1980, and then he was at DIF for 10 years. Then he went back to MRN, and then over to DCM, and then was here for the last 6 years. So you have won the contest. So, Lee, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send your name and phone number over to Chasing Perfection, and you can call them. And order what kind of cookies you want, and they will have it on file after noon today.
You have the number for them?
You know what? Let me get their number here for you. I know I have it here somewhere. Let me find it real quick here. So you know your Charlie Evers trivia?
Yeah, I think he started in 1968 on the air.
That could have been. Could have been. All right, here's the phone number. 740-751-2184.
Okay.
All right.
Angie's her name, right?
Angie's her name. Wait till afternoon. Give us a chance to send your information over, and then you should be good to go.
Well, after the fourth one, I finally got it, huh?
That's right. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Lee Dominey, our winner this morning, after all of that, and just on time. We should have started with local questions. Okay. Lee's our winner, and today here on the station, we have Adam Lepp today, Adam the computer guy from 2 to 3, and then we have Voice of a People from 4 to 5 today, so don't you dare go anywhere. Lee Dominey, the winner of the Chasing Perfection Dozen Cookies. All right, for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going, and I'm on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street.